I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 6. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. We're talking about people who sometimes just don't want to work. And that's kind of hard for the righteous to take, but we take it because we're what? We're deferential. Daniel didn't go at this thing head on. He knew what was happening. Do you think he was praying for some of those guys? I mean, he prayed three times a day. You got to lift, right? How many times you got to go through that before you're, well, Lord, there's these guys over here, and over here's this guy and that guy, and I know they're thinking of something because I'm not a fool. Power begets its enemies. I heard this past week it was this Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was playing all the death threats she's gotten. She played them on a video, and I mean, these people are calling her every name but nice and telling her she needs to be shot in the head, she needs to be shot in the head, you need to be shot, you need to be shot, you need to be shot. One woman kept saying it over and over again. One guy was so full of the demonic that his words ran together. You had to slow it way down to hear what he was actually saying. And she says, we get this every day. She said, that's why I carry a gun with me everywhere I go, and I have people who care about me, and they also are carrying guns. Because there are people out there who would kill those who are trying to push back on the evil that this world entails. Where did that come from? It came from the heart of man. The Bible says all have sinned. That means me. That means you. That means all have sinned. You can't trust the person's heart when left to its own devices. Because there are many. The Bible says God made man upright, but he has searched out many devices in the book of Ecclesiastes. You and I are living in a world that now is celebrating those devices. You see, we've gone from idolatry to immorality to indecency and now to insensitivity. And that's all in Romans chapter 1. And as a nation, as a culture, you and I are living in a time that is not unexpected. Freedom. Freedom. The Bible says the only thing they would be able to find fault with Daniel in is if they could get his faith to come in contradiction to his duties as a citizen, a leader, a politician, or whatever. Right now, we have a court case, the Dodd versus Jacksonville Women's Center, or whatever it is, and they're talking about the thing here that's, you know, since 1973, we've been taking the lives of children. Now, since that time, there's about 73 million babies that have been aborted. Those babies are gone. They're dead. They've been destroyed. Many of them have been portioned out, we've come to learn. The curtain's been pulled back a few times now in recent days. This has not been easy. This has not been for nothing. These people are making bank at the front door of the clinic and on the back door of the clinic. And we've got universities that are taking baby parts and buying them, and they're portioning up little children. You say, that's terrible. We shouldn't talk about it. Listen, we have to talk about it. This is what it is, and we need to know that this is evil on steroids out there. And what's happening here is you've got people coming against your scruples because you and I have to look the other way. We have to do something. The Bible talks about your scruples. You've got to protect your conscience. You have authority. You have influence. You have a vote. You have a voice. Back in 1989, I spent 2 weeks in jail because of the rescue movement when it became part of my mindset to understand that this little clinic down here in Chester, Pennsylvania, they were going to kill 60 babies in one day. We didn't go in and storm the place. We just sat outside. We just sat out there and sang and prayed and said, no, you know, this can't. Don't do it. Don't do it. If we knew next door, right next door, two babies were going to be ripped apart in physical form right now, would we be in here or would we be over there? We'd be saying the baby. Now, it got its purchase. It's got its place in people's minds. It was called Operation Rescue at the time. And sometimes you try the key in the door. If it doesn't turn right, you turn it left. So we've got different ideas and different ways and movements and things. But I'm telling you guys, this is our fight. Not just abortion, all of it, the morality. Because the immorality of our day is such that you and I are looking at a world that is so messed up that you're going to have more abortions, not less. This is a time that is not unusual, though. The hearts of men are fully set in them to do evil. That's what it says. They're fully set. They're willing to go fisticuffs with you over righteousness. Verse 6 says, these presidents, they all conspired, they assembled together before the king, and they said unto the king, O King Darius, live forever, because we are all about you. We are all about you, king. We want no damage to come to you, king. It's all about you. Yep, it's all about you. Stay home. Hide behind your couch. Be afraid of a germ. Be afraid of a germ, because that will help you to wreck your business. That will help you to go under in your finances. That will deplete your savings. All of these things, right? You say, well, where are you going? Where are you going with this? Where is it? Well, remember the book. The book goes somewhere. And one of the things we find is that Daniel was put in this position because he was one of an excellent spirit. He was an excellent spirit. That's in verse 3. You know, when you think of an excellent spirit, can I tell you what an excellent spirit really looks like? Well, the Bible tells us what it looks like. It says, love suffers long and is kind. Did you know that? It suffers long and is kind. Daniel dealt with all kinds of crazy. He dealt with Belshazzar just a few weeks before, you know, whatever, a few months, whatever it is between that time when that kingdom fell and he's in this one, he's at the top of the heap all over again. You know what he did? He probably sat down across the table from Darius and he says, listen, I just want you to know. Maybe he was brought in like Jeremiah was. Hey, we heard you were telling Belshazzar in his kingdom he was going to fall tonight. And well, what do you need? We're going to be a blessing to you. And he could turn around and he could say, well, listen, you know, God told me we were going to fall. And then he began to show him about Cyrus, who it was Medes and the Persians, and Cyrus was in the wings. He says, and Cyrus' name is in the book, and you guys are going to build our temple back, and it's going to be good. And they're like sitting back, whoa, whoa, what, his name 100 and some years before was mentioned? His name? Yeah, his name. So they begin to think about, well, what did he say? Well, tell me about what happened that night. Well, there was this hand, and it appeared, and it said, mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, and it meant weighed and wanting, and, you know, all of this. And, oh, man, kingdom's departed from you. You did that? You can see Darius sins. This is new. This is new. Can I tell you, we got a book that's as new as the news in the morning. We are living in times that God said was coming. And people in the world are completely oblivious because they've been brought up by godless parents who make their kids more narcissistic than themselves, each launching the other one further away from the truth and the good. You know, we're living in a time where young people think they're the smartest people in the room when they don't even know how to start their car. Years ago, they used to have it in the little manual that came with the car, how to adjust the valves. Now it says, don't drink the battery acid. don't drink the battery acid. Okay. So you're looking at a time where we are learning from a very deliberate point that God's word is absolute. Let God be true and every man a liar. And the thing that has to happen in each of us to have an excellent spirit is when you're in your day-to-day world, I'm talking to the family, it'll be on the radio, and I'm willing for that to take that hit. But I'm telling you, as the people of God, when you go out there, love people. Love them. Love them in spite of themselves, because God loved you in spite of yourself. That's how it works. An excellent spirit is love. Daniel could have been disgusted with all of these Gentiles. I mean, goodness, these people, they hate our people. They oppress our people. They put them in bondage. No, he said, you know, I'm here. This is where I'm at. I can have influence. Maybe we can do some good. And it got so bad at one point where everybody's called to bow down to an image a few chapters back, you recall. And three of them said, well, we're not going to do that. And they had to be cast into a fire. Why? They didn't talk nasty to the powers. What they did is they just said, listen, we're not going to bow. Our God is able to deliver us from this fiery furnace. And even if he doesn't, he will certainly deliver us from your hand, O King. Okay, because that's what God does. God can, God does, and God will when the time is right and needful. Sometimes he lets people testify with their blood, and sometimes he lets them testify with their deliverance. This is not new ground, folks. It's new to us because we've been living large in America. We need to go back and find our moorings. Daniel was a man who nobody liked. Nobody liked that he worked with. He was the guy that had the target on his back, and these people conspired to get him destroyed. They shut down the churches and left open the bars and the brothels. Why? Because the church is hated. The true church of the living God that has the Word of God, that has the hope of Christ and His return, the truth of righteousness and morality and sanctity of marriage and sanctity of life, these people were hated and they found respite in the Word of God and in the church of God. And the Bible tells us what this excellent spirit would have looked like. It suffers long. When our founders wrote up our declaration, you remember, when, as long as sufferings are sufferable, right? So we're saying now, are they sufferable when they come after your children with an inoculation that is questionable at best and deadly at worst? Children are the safest people to be around, according to the doctors that are honest, because they don't seem to be affected by this. And they basically process it with their strong immune systems in such a way as to get herd immunity going a lot quicker. Safest place. But the teachers' unions were saying, no, we're going to shut that down. We can't go in there. We're scared. We don't want to get sick. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself. Love is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Charity never fails. I say to you this morning, I work in a secular environment. I've got guys who are just everyday average guys. You know, they get off work, they want to go have a beer. They want to talk about girls, and they want to get a little naughty, you know, in their thoughts and in their actions. And sometimes I have to excuse myself, but I'm not in there hating on these guys. I love these guys. These guys break my heart when I see what they go through. One guy takes care of his wife right to the very end of her life, even though it was everything to him to just go to work and come home and just take care of her. Another guy saying, keep praying for my wife. She's not doing well. She's getting really thin. You know, these people don't know. They don't know. The Bible says, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. You don't do that. We try to go out there and love. We love. We hope all things. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says this, now abides faith, hope, and charity, and the greatest of these is love. Daniel loved Darius. He loved Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, king, be this dream to some other person. You're not going to have to go out. Hopefully, you know, turn righteous and get turned around. Maybe God will be merciful. He warned him, but he loved him. It's a kind of an interesting narrative in some of our stories, whether it's Beauty and the Beast, you know, he's so bad, but she falls in love with him because she just is around him all the time. And if you're around a lost person, you begin to realize that to know all is to forgive all, and that's an expression that has come into play. It's not absolutely true, but it certainly is interesting when you find out people's story and you realize why they're the way they are, that somehow maybe you can have a little compassion. But sometimes we assume we know. We don't know everything about a person. We don't know why they behave the way they do. We don't know what's happened to them in their lives. But we do know this, there is a Savior. There is a physician. There is a Christ who can give eternal life and forgive every sin and every reaction and every overreaction to whatever action happened to them. He can heal that. And He will heal that for whosoever will call. Psalm 142 verse 3 says this, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path, O God. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld that there was no man that would even know me. Refuge failed me, and no man cared for my soul. You see, knowledge is power, but if it's knowledge of conviction, it will also change you.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.